Welcome to Treasured Words. It's good to be with you this evening, and it's my hope that you will be blessed by God's words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for your goodness, and we ask for your blessings on all who hear about your awesome power and authority over this world tonight. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. You know, there's an old Southern Gospel song, and it kind of begins this way. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Do you get that sometimes nowadays? I think it rings very true. What we've got, the virus, we've got political challenges, we have social unrest, and even Christians are being persecuted. We're being snubbed, we're misunderstood, and we're ridiculed just because we believe in God. However, the Lord has a message for us. He wants us to know that He is the ultimate authority. Psalm 47:9 tells us, "For the kings of the earth belong to God." Daniel 2:21 says, "He changes the times and the seasons, and He removes kings and raises up kings." Romans 13:1 tells us, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities." For there is no authority except by God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. So you see, God is the king of the earth and all that's in it. There is no argument about the absolute and total power of the living God. He is omnipotent, He's omnipresent, and He's omniscient. And all of those are just fancy words and just a fancy way of saying that He has unlimited power. He is everywhere all the time, and He knows absolutely everything. So God already has this figured out. He knows who He needs and where He needs them. So while everything seems to be spinning all out of control with failing economies, health hazards, destructive political ideologies, we Christians don't have to be afraid. Our Lord knows all about it, and He alone rules the earth. So, while Satan may have some limited power for a short season, we're told, Revelation also tells us that they will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb wins. So God is so huge and powerful, He runs this entire world. It can't exist without Him. So we're not fighting a losing battle. God's on our side. God has a perfect plan. He has the final word. You know what it is? I won. Jesus has already declared the victory by His death, burial, and resurrection. So we know that that old song says troublesome times are here, and they are. And for some, they're feeling their hearts with fear. But let's be encouraged. Because we are Christians, and we Christians know beyond any doubt that our Lord Jesus has overcome this world. Revelation 19:16 says about Jesus that He has on His robe and on His thigh a name written. Do you know it? King of kings and Lord of lords. So let's rise up and worship our King Jesus. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth that we've just heard endures forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your treasured words to guide and encourage us. We know that you have everything in your hands. You control our country's leaders. You control our families, our health, and our fears. Thank you, Lord, for your loving care. Amen. And one last thing. God is good all the time.